with someone else, I was discussing how Black America is being shot down and everything, and just not just that, it's just how we're just not unified the way that all the other races are.
Yeah, you know, I will just jump right out the gates and say that when I was younger, I went to a Martin Luther King Jr. Magnet High School, and I learned all about MLK, and I just loved everything he stood for. And I wonder, as I look around the world now, why some other leader with his persona hasn't stepped up and, you know, taken the reins on that. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I believe no other Black leader has stepped up besides Barack Obama. Well, and he was good, but I don't think that he was actually the person that we needed to take over that role. You know what I mean? I commend Barack Obama because he wasn't afraid of the hype. You know, all the rest of the leaders, potential leaders, are scared. So I believe they're scared of being killed. That's why no other Black leader.
Well, but don't you think that MLK realized that that was a probability? I mean, you know, maybe that's the driving force that I think you've hit the nail on the head, is the fear. I remember studying so vividly. I mean, they really, really educated us, and I you know, thank God for it, about the civil rights movement and about the amount of obstacles to overcome. People were put in jail. People were, you know, beat. People were burned. People, you know, I mean, it was, you put your life on the line. But back then, during those times, and even if you look at women's suffrage and all the other things that we've overcome, we haven't been afraid. We've been okay with putting our life on the line, with putting, you know, who was it? I don't recall who said it, but there was somebody that said, look, if you want to compromise your liberty for security, then you deserve neither. I mean, isn't it about the fear that's been instilled in the people that succumb to it?
Well, I believe that, as I was talking with another person, that if Black people really stuck together and everything, we could go a lot farther. And if we did get over the fear of being killed and everything, you know, then maybe there'll be a chance for somebody else to step up and be a driving force for our Black community.
Well, you know, and something else that you mentioned too, that you were talking about Black people sticking together, but you know, the image, and of course I never knew him personally, but the image that was painted to me with MLK is he wasn't for Black people. He was for people. You know, he didn't say, I dream of a day when my Black kids can sit and dominate the class. He said, I dream of a day where my Black kids can sit with the white kids and they can all get along together. He was about love and about peace and about everybody, you know, being together. And I think this whole separatist movement that's happening right now, where people are having to stand and fight for their kind instead of everybody standing and fighting together for, you know, the basic human rights is part of the problem rather than the solution.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, a whole lot of the problem is that America is a divide and conquer nation. I mean, there is no real unity here in America. I don't believe so anyway. I mean, if there were, then it probably wouldn't be as many problems as it is now, you know. Everybody is for themselves. They're not for each other.
Do you think that media contributes to that, or do you think that's just the mentality at large?
Media definitely does play a part in it, you know, because they program you to believe what they want you to believe, you know.
Yeah.
They cover the news with all kind of bad images of just everything. I mean, everywhere you look, you can't cut on the news and see something good. It's always something bad happening, and that image they put in our heads is kind of how we portray everything to be when it can be a whole lot different, you know.
And it really can. You know, that there's a song, I believe it says, or a quote, it says, if you want to make a change, be that change in the world. What lengths do you take to be the change? Like, I understand people wanting the change, and I understand that there's a need for the change. I see it every single day, and I do take steps to be part of it. What steps do you take to make the world the place that you want it to be?
I believe that song you're thinking of, well, it might not be that one, but Michael Jackson said, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make a change.
That is one of the many of the same, yes. And I love that song, by the way. Yes, great.
If we want to change the world, we got to change ourselves first, each and every one of us. But so a whole lot of us are afraid of change, and we're just so used to things being the way they are that we don't want to change. And then we complain about how corrupt the world is, but we're not making no changes within ourselves.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, that's what it boils down to is complacency, right? I mean, that's to me, that's the worst thing. Complacency is what's going to be the downfall of the world. So, I mean, what you're saying, on a level I identify with, I definitely think that there is hostility and there is a complacency, but I also find that people will generally tend to react to the fuel that I feed from myself. So I think that this is probably the thing that Martin Luther King Jr. Was able to grasp, that maybe a lot of the people today that could step into that role do not grasp. And this is where I personally think that Barack Obama did not take the reins, is that you can inspire and motivate people if you are inspirational and motivational. People will want to latch on to something and be a part of it if they are motivated and inspired by it. But so many people allow that complacency and fear to drive who they are, that when they represent themselves to the people, they get lost in the numbers because they don't stand out, because they are the very product of that same media fuel that you're talking about is being pumped into America. Nobody's hearing a different message, so nobody's responding to a different message. And even when they do hear a different message, it's just the message itself. The person that's pushing it out isn't living it. They're not embodying what they're speaking. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You definitely have to practice what you preach.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're so full of cliches today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Cliches.
Yeah. I mean, John has been so great talking to you. I'm going to put the thumbs up on our podcast, and I hope to run into you again.
Definitely. Definitely. Nice talking to you, Daisy.
All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye.